present the results of a reimbursement pilot project LA Care conducted with a group of school-based health centers. But first, I'd like to thank and acknowledge my project team, sponsors, co-authors, and LA Care for doing such terrific work in making this project possible. I'm going to start by providing some background on who LA Care is, why we're interested in working with school-based health centers, and then go into the details of our reimbursement pilot. LA Care is a public Medicaid managed care organization serving residents of Los Angeles County through a variety of programs, including Medi-Cal, which is California's Medicaid program, and Healthy Families, which is California's SCHIP program. We serve nearly 800,000 members, and we have a strong commitment to supporting the safety net and healthcare coverage for vulnerable populations. Our members are mostly minority. You'll see in the breakdown that about 70% are Hispanic, and just over half prefer to speak a language other than English. And due to the nature of the eligibility requirements for Medicaid managed care in California, our members are also mostly women and children. So why is LA Care interested in working with school-based health centers? Well, they're unique in that they deliver services to where children spend the majority of their time, so it makes a lot of sense. They also provide healthcare options for families that face barriers to seeking care in the community, including difficulties with taking time off from work or finding transportation and inconvenient appointment times. And these are all very common barriers for our members. Due to the location of these health centers in low-income, underserved communities, they're more likely to be associated with schools that have a higher population of students that are uninsured or are served by public insurance programs such as Medicaid and SCHIP. Also, it's estimated that about 41% of school-based health center patients are enrolled in Medicaid, yet health centers capture only about 10% of their revenue from billing Medicaid managed care. So, given the value that school-based health centers provide to underserved populations and their need for more sustainable funding sources, LA Care wanted to develop a broader strategy to support these school-based health centers as an access point for our members and other underserved children. We had reports indicating that some LA Care members were receiving services at local school health clinics, and some clinics expressed interest in wanting to receive reimbursement for delivering these services. And so based on this, we decided to conduct this pilot to test the capacity of school-based health centers to integrate into the managed care delivery system and the feasibility of reimbursement to these health centers that serve LA Care members. The specific goals of the pilot were to gain information about the type and volume of services delivered to our members at school-based health centers, to identify effective clinic models that could work with managed care, and I'll go over those models in a second, and identify best practices and solutions around reducing the administrative barriers school-based health centers face when working with managed care organizations. 14 school-based health centers in LA were selected based on their location, their scope of services, and the number of LA Care members in their community. We included different health center models, including clinics that were operated by school districts, community clinics or hospitals, clinics that were open to the public or open only to students, and clinics that were located in elementary, middle, and high schools. The school-based health centers were reimbursed fee-for-service for a comprehensive scope of services that included preventive care, immunization, mental health, and many other services. The pilot started in April 2005 and ran through December, so we collected data for about 9 months. We also put together a collaborative stakeholders consisting of representatives from the pilot sites, other health plans, community-based organizations, and others to help identify and develop solutions to the administrative barriers school-based health centers face when working with managed care. The evaluation of the pilot consisted of analysis of submitted claims and conducting exit interviews or questionnaires with the pilot sites. Of the 14 pilot sites selected, 3 were unable to execute a contract with us. And of the remaining 11 pilot sites, 9 actually submitted claims. There were a total of about 644 claims submitted. The most frequently coded service was office well care visit, followed by preventive care visit. That was no surprise to us there. And the most frequently coded diagnosis was ADD, followed by diabetes, followed by routine health exam. I should probably point out that the the top two diagnoses, they require the regular administration of a medication. And so this diagnosis was captured on multiple claims for the same patient. So you'll see that for ADD, there were 269 total visits, but only for 5 unique students. Same story with diabetes with ketoacidosis. But you'll also see for number 3, for routine child health exam, there were 100 total visits for 97 unique students, which looks a little bit more normal. Duplication of services and consequently of payment between school-based health centers and PCPs has always been a concern for managed care plans. And so in order to understand this dynamic a little bit better, we analyzed claims data to see if members who received a WellCare visit from their school-based health center also received one from their PCP in the last year. And so during the pilot, 203 members had at least one WellCare visit, and of those 203, 44 received WellCare visits only from their PCP, 33% received WellCare only from their school-based health center, and 22 received WellCare visits from both their PCP and their school-based health center. And so even though a percentage of students did have duplicate visits, we felt that school-based health centers are still an important access point for WellCare for our members. Some of the challenges the school-based health centers encountered during the pilot included signing and executing contracts. Health plans are administratively complicated, and so are school districts. So when you put our lawyers together in the same room, you get a really long contract negotiation period. Also challenging was the clinic's ability to identify the insurance status of their patients. Most students don't come in with their insurance cards or their social security numbers, and so it makes verifying their eligibility difficult. Also, most adolescents come in for confidential services, so calling the parent to verify any information is out of the question. The clinics also had difficulty with completing paperwork and submitting claims. Most clinics still complete paper forms, and so with their very limited number of staff members and resources, submitting paper claims is time-consuming and burdensome. The clinics also had difficulty in communicating with the patient's PCP if they had one, which we usually promoted so that the PCP can document what services were rendered and make sure any required follow-up is taken care of. The clinics were able to share with us and with each other some of their best practices in working with managed care. We noticed that school-based health centers with a strong business orientation and philosophy to try to seek reimbursement for every service rendered were the most successful. And this type of attitude was most associated with school-based health centers that were run by community clinics. Also, it's important for clinics to have dedicated staff to complete and submit claims. Once an invoice is created to actually send to the health plan at the same time, the school-based health center can fax a copy of that form over to the student's PCP, if they have one, to close up that loop. Also, most health centers found that using the state of California's Medicaid eligibility website was the most efficient way to verify insurance status. And at the beginning of the year, some clinics required students to complete consent forms to obtain services. So clinics really started cracking down on making sure these consent forms were complete and captured insurance information and social security numbers. LA Care also learned some lessons from the pilot, including to use a less cumbersome contract template. But now that we have one that seems to work, we're going to stick with it. Also, involving health centers early in the development of the billing process helped. We conducted in-service trainings with the pilot sites a few weeks before the pilot began, but it probably would have been more beneficial if we had gotten them involved much earlier. Also, it helps to give the school-based health centers a direct contact at the plan that they could contact with any questions. For example, we had a little bit of turnover in our claims department, and so when the school-based health centers called a claims rep to ask some questions about the pilot, unfortunately, at the time, the claims department didn't know what they were talking about due to new staff being on board. And also, we were able to provide some assistance to the clinics to identify who our members' PCP was for. So real quick, I want to go over some of our next steps that we're currently developing. One thing that is currently in development is a resource guide for school-based health centers on how to work with managed care. It's going to include all of the best practices that we identified around verifying member eligibility status, billing, sharing information with the medical home. It'll also include contract templates, sample billing and consent forms. I think we're planning on having a final draft at around December. We're also currently executing contracts with the school-based health centers that were successful in billing us during the pilot so that we can continue to reimburse them for services according to the Medicaid fee schedule. We're also supporting ad hoc requests for grants to help school-based health centers enhance their services and capacity to work with managed care. And we will continue to work with the California School-Based Health Centers Association to provide technical assistance around strengthening clinic capacity. Thank you very much.